to many out there listening, they'll be very concerned about this revelation that the department has conceded their fight to challenge this objection by the Alternative A5 Alliance. But I would like to reassure those and the many out there that are campaigning and feel very strongly and support the A5 that this is just a bit of a technicality and will be overcome. The Alternative A5 Alliance might have won the battle, but they certainly won't win the war. This will be back on the agenda very, very quickly again, work will begin in the autumn as planned. And that's a reassurance that I've had from the department, and it's one that I firmly believe is the case. Just to let people know out there what has happened, unfortunate that we are still without an executive. And it's only it's in the absence of the executive that has given the Alternative A5 Alliance the basis to have this grounds for objection. And the objection probably would have been upheld because, if you remember, the decision taken in the High Court some months ago, that in the absence of a minister, these decisions couldn't be taken. But the new legislation is just taking effect via the Secretary of State, who has empowered civil servants to legislate around some very important issues, and the A5 and other strategic projects are certainly some of them. So I'm very, very certain that this will be on the agenda very quick. This is just a bit of a technicality that the department accept that in the absence of a minister, based on when the objection went in, that they couldn't proceed. But as soon as this is over, as soon as this court case is over, they won today, but they won't be winning the war. The A5 is on the agenda. The department are adamant to see it delivered, and I'm sure they will deliver it as planned and will be on the ground in the autumn.